With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is pressing Congress to fork over more money for Ukraine on top of the tens of billions in U.S. aid already provided, and in addition to another $200 million aid package that will soon be on its way to Kiev. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans stand together in their position on this.
Our first condition on any national security supplemental spending package is about our own national security first. The border is an absolute catastrophe,
which Johnson says must be addressed before more American taxpayer dollars are sent overseas. Other Republicans argue we simply don't have this kind of cash, and providing the aid would require more borrowing from communist China, among others. Also at SRNnews.com, as it pursues its drive to crush Hamas, Israel's facing mounting pressure to agree to another ceasefire. The UN General Assembly is demanding a truce, passing a non-binding resolution to that effect. And that, says Israel's UN ambassador, Gilad Erdan, is unacceptable.
There are no war crimes more heinous than the atrocities Hamas committed. And those that support this resolution are giving the terrorists a free pass. A ceasefire means one thing and one thing only: ensuring the survival of Hamas.
As the fighting in Gaza rages, Israeli media reports an ambush has killed at least seven Israeli soldiers. Subpoenaed to appear, Hunter Biden due to testify behind closed doors today on Capitol Hill. House Republicans have questions for the president's son as they pursue their impeachment inquiry. But whether Hunter appears remains to be seen, and if he does show up, will he answer any questions? Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 61 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 33, S&P futures up 8 points. This is SRN News. A satanic display has appeared at the Iowa Capitol building.
It's a life-sized human figure with a goat's head wearing black robes and adorned with pentagrams. It is surrounded by candles. The satanic temple is responsible for the display. State lawmakers say it would have been illegal for them to have denied a permit under religious freedom statutes. Many officials and private citizens are voicing their disgust, however, with the satanic display, coming as it does in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico is one of seven states that allows abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy, and it's become a major abortion destination. That hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. However, most of those laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court. Those laws put on hold while the court considers the issue this week. This is SRN News. A Russian man who took a flight from Denmark to L.A. without a passport or a ticket tells authorities he doesn't remember how he got through security.
Sergei Vladimirovich Ochigava arrived at Los Angeles International Airport on November 4th via Scandinavian Airlines Flight 931 from Copenhagen and couldn't produce a passport. Officials say a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer could not find Ochigava on a flight manifest or any other incoming international flights. He's pleaded not guilty to a charge of being a stowaway on an aircraft. Keith Peters reporting.
Tesla recalling more than 2 million vehicles across its model lineup to fix a defective system. It's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention while using autopilot. The recall comes after a two-year investigation by auto safety regulators into a series of crashes. More details at SRNnews.com.